Okay, today's daf is Erevin, daf Ayin Gimel. Ayin Gimel, as we continue in the sixth parak in Maseches Erevin, we will start again with the Mishnah on Ayin Beis Amid Beis. Ayin Beis Amid Beis, and issues of Eruve Chatzeros. Says the Mishnah, Ha'achin Shahayu Ochlin al Shulchan Avihem. If one has Achim, brothers, one family that were eating and supported by their father, Shulchan Avihem, V'yashenim B'batehem, but they sleep in their own houses. They're supported by their father. We mentioned the Gra yesterday about Kushanak, right? That was the end of the Shir. But let's say you have brothers that are supported by their father. They sleep in their own houses. So where do they need an Eruv? The question is, are they considered one family? Physically, they sleep in different places, but they eat, sounds like, they eat with their father. That's the Havamina of the Gemara. So it's an Eruv l'kol echad v'echad. The Havamina is that, well, the Mishnah says that they need an Eruv. Each and every person must contribute. Lefichach, therefore, im shachach echad mehem below Erev, if one of them did not take part, was not ma'ariv from Erev Shabbos, mevatlos reshuso. So he must do bitul reshus, as we have said, even on Shabbos, bitul reshus can't take place. Good. Emasai bizman shemolichin eruvam b'makam acher. This is only if the Erev goes to a different yard, different chatzer, avalam haya Erev ba'etzlan, or a different house in the chatzer, one of the other residents. But if the Erev comes ba'etzlan, meaning, let's say the Erev goes to their father's house, the Erev stays there, oh, she'eni mandirin b'chatzer, or they are the only residents of the chatzer, the children and the father, then einin tzricha la'arev, then no Erev is required. Because it came to them, they are the hosts. I mentioned the Gra yesterday, but there is also on the Mishnah, the Chashukei Chemet discusses, just one issue. Once we're talking about brothers living with the father, so al shulchan avihem, so they quote a story, she'ila, Ruvain haya socher, Ruvain was not exactly related to Eruv Chatzeros, but it's okay. Ruvain hayinu chotzer, Ruvain was a merchant, and he had to travel to different places for business in Chutz La'aretz. B'chol pam she'omei lefnei tisa, before he traveled, every time he always went to his father to ask a bracha. That's for a bracha. Hatzlacha on the trip, and he always went to the father to ask. Wonderful. One time, Pamachaz Yigia Ruvain LeBeis Aviv, Lehisparech Lefnei Tisa, after he goes there, and before a long trip, he goes there, and the father gives him a bracha, and the father walks him out towards his car, and as they're going towards the car, a black cat walks across their path. Black cat. Ha'av, the father starts screaming, and they can all bibahala, and he says, you can't go on your flight. You can't go on your flight. Ani mevakesh mimcha shelo latus ki chatul shachor mevi mazal shachor. You know, it's bad luck. It's bad luck that if a black cat crosses your path and the father says you can't go. The son says, that's, it's nonsense. Lo nachash b'Yaakov, ein mazal l'Yisrael, and all of the chazals that he can mention. The father is not convinced and says, mevaser b'sarot ra'ot, you can't fly there. So this man comes to Rav Zilberstein and says, what should I do? On the one hand, keep it aveim. On the other hand, this is nonsense. And is this considered a father asking a child to violate an avera? So you know the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, Ishimo Baviv Tirova Shapsosai Tishmoru, Rashi quotes, if your parent asks you to do an avera, you're not allowed to listen. So here, L'chora, Ha'av Morel L'bno La'avara L'Isser Shel Losanachashu. Right, isn't the father asking the son to violate, to adjust one's actions based on events that have nothing to do with logic, that have nothing to do with mazel, nothing to do with life, right? Superstition. Isser of Nichush, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ezeo Menachesh, Zasomech al Simachu Shtus Vehevel, Belitam Visvara, Sheyoel Hadavar Yoyazik, Kigon. Misha Omer, Hov enough lapita mi piv. Right, the bread fell out of the mouth. Onafa maklo miyado. Right, tzvi of siko badarech. What are all these cases if I adjust my actions and it makes no sense? Right, the Rishonim talk about it. If it makes some type of sense, right, if somebody says, you know what, if it rains tomorrow, I'm not going. Oh, that's nichush. It's not nichush. Just make, if it rains, you don't want to go. So anything that has a svar related to it, so the Gemara says that's okay. That's the Gemara Nechulin that talks about if anybody's menachesh like Eliezer Eved Avraham and Yonasan Ben Shaul, that's okay, the Gemara says. And the Tosas explains that the Ran there, even more so, the Chiddush Ran Nechulin explains that both Eliezer and Yonasan, those were based on something. Eliezer, the woman that comes and wants to give also to my animals. Well, that's Nichush? No, it makes sense. If she saw some balas chesed, that she gives water to not only me, to all my camels, you know, that's something. Or the Ron explains by Yehonasan. Yehonasan says, if the guard says, come here, right, that would show that he is nervous and he doesn't want to leave his spot. So therefore, he is staying there and telling us to come, come. But if he says, you stay there, we're coming. So Yonasan says, we're going to take that as a simin that they are confident and they are strong. So again, there too, that's not nichush. But in the case where it's tam, superstition, and I adjust my actions based on it, isn't that nichush? So maybe that's this case here. And the son not only doesn't have to follow the father, but is not allowed to follow the father in this case. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Amar lo aviv la'avar al divrei Torah, bein mitzvah sasei, bein mitzvah lo sasei." This is Yoredea Simin Shin Reish Mem. Afilu mitzvah shel divreiim lo yishmalo, even in Issa d'Rabbanan. So, on the one hand, we would say the father is telling him to do an aveira, doesn't know how to listen. But then, when I asked this question, says of Zilberstein to Revisin Karlitz, Amar, he says, Mi yuchal habe ki yuchal haben litchoses atisa mikivet shemashim nam nam latus. He says, "Is the son not going because of nichush, and the father is asking the son to do an avera? The son is not going because the father asked him not to go. That's not directly nichush. The father said it because of nichush. So the father already violated." But is it, or the father didn't even violate, the father's trying to do lifnei iver. But when the son listens or doesn't listen, that's not because of nichush. That's just because of kibud av. Zeinu machbas anichush, elam shem kavod aviv. She bishel dimyono tava kozvim. The father can have 1,000 reasons why he doesn't want the son to go. But lamaisa, the son is acting because he wants to listen to the father. And the son is not being machshul the father in nichush, because nichush is only if you do something. So, miman of shach, the father is not violating because he's not acting based on it. The son is not violating because the son is acting based on kibud av, and not based on nichush. And therefore, lamaisa, the son should push off his flight, says Rav Zilberstein, because either way, he gets a kibud av, and he's not doing gemishum nichush, so therefore, that's what he paskins. Nireh, sheyuchal ben lechotis atisal lamo'ein mu'uchar yoser. It sounds like the son would push it off, because he just didn't want to violate nichush. So he said to him, he wasn't violating nichush. What if the son says, I don't want to push off my flight? So, but again, then there's a kibud av possibility here. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah. So that has to do with sons and fathers. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Shma Mina. So what do you see from here? That if the brothers, again, it's the ratio of the Mishnah, if the brothers eat at home, and Ochan HaShulchan Avihem, they eat with their father, but they sleep at home, they eat in Erev. So it sounds like eating versus sleeping. That's what the question is. So Shma Mina Makom Lina Goreim. It sounds like to determine for Hilchas Eruvei Chatzeros, and add on maybe to determine generalize this in other areas of halacha where there's a choice of makom of Shena and makom of Achila, you'd go by the makom of Shena. That's what it sounds like from the Mishnah. Shma Mina Makom Lina Gorim. So answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav Bimakable Pras Shanu. Rav Yehuda Marav answers Bimakable Pras Shanu. What does that mean? That means no. They even eat at home. Mekabli Prashono means they're just getting the payment, or they're getting the food. They're getting something from the father, but not only are they sleeping at home, but they're eating at home. Therefore, the Mishnah is not a raya to either shita. As we'll see, it's going to be a machlokas. You see the last Rashi on the Amud. Be mekabli pras hotsa'a mi beis avihem. Ve'ein ochlun al shulchan hamamish. Right, this just means they're supported by the father, but the eating actually might take place in their own house. That's a makam lida, makam achila. There's no raya in this case to either one. Again, as we mentioned at the end of the shiur yesterday, this sugya has to do with Erev Tchum, Erev Chatzeros, but it also has to do with a number of other issues. And the two main major ones are Halakas Neir Shabbos and Halakas Neir Chanukah. Halakas Neir Shabbos, where does one light Shabbos candles? So the Shulchan Aruch says that one should light b'makom achila. That is the Iker place. But the poskim discuss what usually you're in a house and you're eating in the same house that you're sleeping in. But the big shaila is where sometimes on Friday night it comes up otherwise. Let's say somebody, a family's eating out on Friday night. So the question is, where does the wife light candles? Separate from the issue of in terms of Kabbalah Shabbos, the woman is in Kabbalah Shabbos, then she can't do any malachi afterwards. But separate from that, let's say she's eating down the block, and she's going to walk there. So the question is, does the woman light where she eats or where she sleeps? So again, if you look at the postgame, it's not even 100% clear. Because on the one hand, makam achila is crucial, because you need neighbor Shabbos has a large element of hana'ah. I have to get hana'ah from the candles. So there are many that say they should light where you eat. But on the other hand, there is an idea of having Shabbos candles wherever you're going to be on Shabbos. And if you're sleeping in your own house, and if you're sleeping anywhere, then you have to have candles there, because part of it is Shalom Bayis, and it's not being dark, and also getting Hanukkah from it even later. So that's why many say also that they want us to ask their local posik in every situation, because it's not clear, it's not a smooth, easy psak in every case. Every situation is different. Are you sleeping in your own house and eating somewhere else? Are you guests in somebody else's house and you're not sleeping in your own house or eating in your own house? And it's just sleeping or eating? Again, every contingency is different. Some posting will say, light in your own house, sit there for 10 minutes, you know, get some hana from it, and then go. So you're getting some hana. Others say, well, at least turn on a light in your house. Right? So then you'll be yotze, and then the real Shabbos candle should be lit in the place where one eats. So again, there are a lot of permutations in terms of Shabbos candles. The other idea is Chanukah candles. We'll get to that by the Shem on the top of the next Amud. That also is a question where there's a difference between where one eats and where one sleeps. But again, this is important. What about in terms of what we ended up yesterday? And these are all, again, very Lamaisa Shailas. What about a hotel? What about a camp? What about a bungalow colony? What about a kibbutz? Any of these in terms of Eruv, getting back to Eruv Chatzeros, because all of these have slightly different permutations. A hotel, everybody's in the same dining room. So everybody eats in the same place. What about if you have a case where people eat in their own place, but they get food from the same kitchen? Right? What about a bungalow colony? We have a joint, food preparation area. So is that the same thing? Even if you go by makam achila, as we're going to talk about, it's a machlokas. Do you go by where you eat or where the food is prepared? Each of these cases, you know, what happens in a camp, they're all in the same dining room, but, you know, sometimes some people can take their food back to their cabin. So again, each of these are discussed whether an Erev Chatzeros is needed. Okay, and many, if you definitely, they all eat in the same place, that we'll see, Yish Makam Lahakel. Okay, so let's continue now, and then we'll get to the Machlokas. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, second line of the Gemara. Mishi Yishlo, Beit Shar, Achsaja, Umir Peses, Bechazer, Chavero. If somebody has a certain structure in their friend's yard, but it's not a place where you usually sleep. A Beit Shar, an Achsaja, an area where one can be outside, like a porch area, Umir Peses, Bechazer, Chavero. Hareze, Enoser, Olav, that does not Aser. Beis HaTeven, Beis HaBakar, Beis HaEitza, Beis HaTzaros, a storage area, or a place where one keeps their animals. HaReza Oser Olav, that's the Tanakama. There's a difference between when it comes to a storage that is considered a makom dira, so to speak, a place where people live, right, in terms of Hilchos Mezuzah, it comes up also, and that would answer. But the earlier structures are not diros, not places where they're not considered residential, and therefore that does not answer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Oser Ela Makom Dira Bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only Makom Dira. Makom Dira Asers. Right? Literally Makom Dira, and the ones above are not. Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Ben Nafcha, Shahayu Lo Chamesh Chatzeros Beusha. Ben Nafcha had 5 yards in Usha, Uba Maisa Levnei Chachamim, Va'amru, Eino Oser Ela Beis Dira Bilvad. He had 5 chatzeres, but they said, no, only Beis Dira Asers. So Gemara says, Beis Dira Salka Daituch. What do you mean, Beis Dira? Does that mean, the Tosafot Rashi here explains, without even anybody living there? If you just have a house, but nobody lived there, and nobody lives there, that also? Eleima Makam Dira. No, it means a Makam Dira. Anytime you have a Makam Dira in a chatzer, so that would Aser. So if somebody has an apartment in a building, so if somebody has an apartment, let's say they're not there for Shabbos, but that's a Makam Dira. They would have to take part, and they would have to be mitztaref with the Erev. Again, that's only if they're there on a kavua basis, if they're there for at least 30 days. If somebody has a vacation apartment and they're never there except for 3 weeks out of the year, so then that's not considered a dira, and therefore that would not aser, the poskim say. Okay, so my makom dira. What is makom dira? Here's the machlokas. Rav Amar makom pita. Rav says the place where eating takes place. Ushmuel Amar makom lina. And Shmuel says the makom of sleeping. Those are the crucial place where one determines whether one needs an Erev or not. What is the Shulchan Aruch paskin? If you look at the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Ayin, we paskin makom achila. Misha ochel b'makom echad, v'yashin b'makom acher. Somebody eats in one place and sleeps in another place. Makom achilaso hu ha'ikar v'sham hu oser. Makom achila is the key. Well, hilkach, achin sha'ochlin b'beis aviyam v'yishenim b'beteyam. Therefore, brothers, family, if they all eat in their father's house, but they sleep at home, einam osrim. They don't osrim, meaning they don't all have to take part in the Erev, because they're considered one big happy family and living in one house. V'im nosin lampras v'ochlin b'beteyam, but if they each take home their food, osrim. They do aser. Vahani mili kshenosim b'nei shara chatzer eruv b'makom acher. That's only if the eruv is put in somewhere else. But if the eruv is put in their father's house, or they're the only ones in the chatzer, as the Gemara says, so then they wouldn't have to be ma'ariv. But you see, from there, makom achila is the key. So in a camp where everybody eats in the dining room, basically, even if once in a while people will take their food back to their own cabins, one does not need to set a separate eruv. Obviously, the physical tzuras haPesach one needs. But in terms of the other part of Erev Chatzeres, remember, Erev Chatzeres has two parts. The first two prakim in our Masechta spoke about the physical structures that are required around the area. That was the first two prakim. The next three prakim we spoke about Erev Tchumen. Now, these four prakim we're talking about Erev Chatzeres. So now we're talking about the Erev in terms of the food that has to be set. So in a camp, many times you never heard of it. The answer is because they all eat in the same dining room. If you're in the same dining room, so then one does not need to have an Erev Chatzeres. What about if somebody's in a hotel? That's a question. Somebody's in a hotel, so then there's also a dining room, but let's say it's a non-kosher hotel. So Jews are never eating there. They're eating in their room. So there's one need, Lachara, one would need an Erev Chatzeres there, because there are non-Jews there. You have to go to the head of the hotel, try to be socher reshus. So again, if somebody's in a hotel, comes up. Let's say there's doctors have some type of medical conference on Shabbos. Hopefully they don't. But if they do and they have to go and to work out all the other Shabbos issues, so that's a serious halachic issue. They let it carry within the hotel. Dr. Abraham quotes from Shlomo Zalman that hospitals don't need an Erev. Hospitals don't need an Erev. That's right here in the Nishmat Avraham. He quotes it here on page 250 in the Arachayim English. He quotes, Shlomo Zalman told me that there is no need for such an Erev in a hospital, and one may carry within his grounds on Shabbos. This ruling applies even if there is no Erev in the town, whether the owners of the hospital are non-Jews or not observant Jews, or whether they are patients who do not eat the hospital meals but bring their own food from home. Right, all of that doesn't make a difference.
Why?
Hospitals are. Why? That is why is that? Because first of all, most of the food comes from the same place. Most of the food that people eat. And even if you bring your own food, there are fruits, there are drinks, there's other things that comes from the dining room, and that already is all considered a shared existence. And therefore, one does not need, and therefore it's a yachid. It's not considered a chatzer, which would require. And then he quotes that Rav Ezriel Oyerbach Shlita, the son of Shlomo Zalman, told me that his father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, is of the same opinion. It's sufficient if the patients have the right to eat from the common kitchen, even if this particular patient does not make use of it. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal wrote to me that this would also apply to a religious Jew in a non-Jewish hospital, since he would still eat fruits or fresh vegetables from the hospital kitchen, if he so wished. All right, so hospitals, Shlomo Zalman does not need any type of Erev, right? So that's hospitals. But hospitals, hotels, again, is a little tricky. What else are there? Apartment buildings do need, regular apartment buildings, because everybody has their own house. Camps, bungalow colonies, if you have your own houses and your own food, then one would need an Erev Chatzeres in that case. But again, the Shulchan Aruch says you go by the Makom Achila. Makom Achila. Shulchan Aruch Harav discusses it. Interesting. Sometimes maybe this took place in the early kibbutzim. What if everybody eats in their own houses, except on Shabbos they all eat together? So do you go by the eating of the week, because it's every day, it's even more common if you go by the Shabbos. Remember, we discussed this a couple of weeks ago when we spoke about if you daven every day in one shul, and then on Shabbos you daven another shul. What's considered your kavua shul? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says you go by Shabbos. Because Shabbos is the most chashav achila. Shabbos, it's just one word, but Shabbos. But we could add to it that Shabbos is the achila that's considered keva, as we know for Hilchas Maisros, right? That the, everything you eat on Shabbos is keva. So that is the food that you, the area that you go by. Two other points. Again, there's a lot to talk about on this line, a very crucial line here in the Masechta. The Chazon Ish has a tremendous chiddush that most other Achronim, the Shevet Halevi and others, just wonder about it. Chazon Ish says that, let's say you have a house and the eating takes place in the kitchen. So what about the other rooms in the house that you don't eat in? So we would say, no, the house is a house. You're not machalik within a house in the rooms. So Chazon Ish here has a line in Chela and Simin Sadi. L'fizeh em yesh kama chadorim bebayis, v'cheder echad miyuchad l'shulchano b'shabat, ein chashiv diraso el acheder shehu ochel, v'shara chadorim heim kebeis ha-teven. U'l'fizeh mutter lahotzi kelim sheshavsu b'shara chadorim mechedram l'chatzer below Eruv.
The other rooms in the house, if they can go straight out to the yard, that's not considered machem achila. You can just shove su in those other rooms, you can take out to the yard, the chulu. We don't assume this way. The Shevet Halevi wonders about this. A house is a house. Right? You're machalik between the kitchen and the bedroom. Find Hilchas Mezuzah, you can be machalik. There are separate doorways, to go into the rooms. But to say here, separate, makam, the bedroom and the kitchen? Yeah, the Gemara's not talking about that. The Mishnah's talking about kings. We have different houses. You have an eating house and a sleeping house. Okay, you might say they were all one-room houses in the days of the Mishnah. But either way, that's a chiddush that you should be aware of the Chazon Ish. Good, the last point to discuss, and then we will continue, and that is Chanukah. Neiris Chanukah. So the Shiloh that was asked to Rav Moshe Feinstein and to Rav Eliashiv, what about you have Bachurei Yeshiva? That they all eat in a dining room, but they all have their own dorm rooms. So the question is, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like the Rama says, you have to light where you eat, near where you eat. Not that you're allowed to get benefit from the candles, because that's Asur Lehishtamesh. But what do you do in this case? The Shulchan Aruch discusses in Tafrei Shayin Zayin, Sif Aleph, Neiris Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch discusses that one should light where the Rama says, Yesh lahali b'makam achila, to makam achila ikir, Tafrei Shayin Zayin, Sif Aleph. The problem here, though, says Rav Moshe, is the makam achila is not miyuchad at all. It's not unique, it's not personalized at all in this situation. If everybody eats in the dining room and they sleep in their dorm rooms. So Rav Moshe writes in Arachayim, Chelek Dalet Simen Ayin, Oz Gimel, Lenin Bachurim Shalom Dim Yeshiva, Vishmakam Achila, Shu Lakala Talmidim Yachad, Vishla Makom Lina, Shu Bakol Cheder Makom Lishomachulu, Tsrichin Lahavlik Bamakom Halina. Mishum, you got a light outside the dorm room or at the window of the dorm room. Or, let me just add, if there's an issue of sakana, then you got a light wherever the Hanhala says where to light. But this is in theory. In theory, if there's a choice of lighting outside the dorm room or by the dining room, Ramosha says the dorm room. Why? Shemakom alina hu miyuchad yoser mimakom achila. Sheinem miyuchad klal l'shum prati. V'gam af makom kavuat. Even if you have a special seat that you always sit in the dining room, that's not called makom miyuchad in the dining room. Because let's say you sat in a different seat. That's okay. You can't sleep in somebody else's bed. But you could sit in somebody else's seat in the dining room, says Rav Moshe. Shevade lechashum kpeda lo lo v'lo l'manalim heichanu yoshev. Avo makam alina hu makam shenikva l'kol echad be'ez acheder v'gam makol chafatzav sheish lo maniach sham. And even in the room, you have a special bed, and therefore, says Rav Moshe, that's where one should light. Even if the window is closer to one bed, everybody can light next to the window. Shouldn't think, oh, only the person whose bed is next to the window can light there, and everybody else has to light on the other side of the room. No, the room is a room. That's good enough, says Rav Moshe. And Rav Zobosin also quotes Rav Yashiv, who said the same thing. That which it says, that's which the Rama says, makam achila is ikker, that's only where kishamakam ha'achila miyuchad lo. Aval bi yeshiva, shechader ochal ena miyuchad lo, ubena yeshiva eno rashoi, lasos bo tzrachav, rak lechov alaleches, doma cheder ha'ochel lemisada. Right, the cheder ochal is like a restaurant, and a person, even if a person eats in the restaurant the whole week, so he's not going to light candles there.
Good. And even if the Rosh Hashiva lets them eat in their rooms for that week, no, it doesn't, you don't even need that. Okay, let's continue. So for Shabbos, in what case? In Chedem Yuchad. So again, we don't usually have separate candles outside of the dorm rooms for Shabbos, but let's say turning on a little light, turning on a nightlight, that one could be Yotzei in terms of Makam Yuchad for Shabbos candles. Okay, let's continue. Again, there's a lot more, but we will continue. Oh, just one other Hara. The Rashba says, just Hara, according to Shmuel, that Makam Lin is Iker, but we still use bread for the Eruv. Just gotta work that out. That there is some element of Achila to create your Ikar Makom, but the sleeping plays a major role. Okay, Meisvei, so we have the machlok between Rav and Shmuel. Meisvei, Haroim, Vahakayatsim, you have shepherds, Vahakayatsim, people who watch, the dates, the figs that are drying. Kayatsim, Uburgenin. Burgenin, the people in the watchman. We had Burgenin already. We had the little huts that they live in. Burgenin. Vishomri, Peros, people who guard fruit. All these places. These people, you know, watch outside by the fields and they go somewhere else to eat. There's no food there. So Bizman, Shadarkan, Lalin, Ba'ir, in it, when they sleep in the city, right? They're out there all day and then they go sleep inside in the city. Hare, Hein, Ka'an, Sheha'ir. Then they're Tchum. Now we're switching a little bit to, Erev Tchumin. But it's the same issue, because the question is, what's the Ikar Makom? In a time when they sleep in their city, Harehenka Anshe Ha'ir, then they have the Tchum of their city, meaning 2,000 amos outside the city. Bizmacha Dakan Lalim Basadeh, if they sleep out in the fields, in their little structures, Yishtam Apayim Amal Ochal Ruach, then they have 2,000 amos from where they are. So what do you see from that, Brisa? It sounds like Makom Lina is Goreim. Araya to Shmuel, Kashan Rav. So the Gemara says, no, Hasam Anan Saadi, there, literally, we are the witnesses. Anan Saadi always means it's obvious. Anan Saadi, the imamtu lehu rifta, if they would be able to have bread there, Hasam Tfeinichalu, if they would sleep out in the fields, they would obviously love to have their meals there too. They don't want to have to schlep inside to eat and then go back. So that's different. That's, you're right, they're sleeping there, but that's really, conceptually, that could also be makam achila, because that's where they would rather be eating. And therefore, even, Rav would say that that is okay. Period. Amar of Yosef, lo shami lo hashmaitzer. Of Yosef says, I never heard this, right? That which Rav says, that makam pita is gorim, I never heard that. Classic, as we've had a number of times already, even in just this masechta. Rav Yosef says, I never heard that statement of Rav. What do you mean, Rabbi? You told us that via Ha Amart Nielan, and on the following discussion, you mentioned that Shita of Rav. On our Mishnah, Ha'achen Shayu Ochlan Shulchan Aviyam, V'yishenim Bebateyam, they eat in their father's house, or Samach on their father's house, and they sleep in their own houses. Tzuchan Eiriv L'Kal Echad V'Echad, they each need an Eiriv. V'yamrina L'cha, Shvamina L'Kam Lina Gorim. Doesn't that Mishnah, like we said, right, sound like Makam Lina, Arayat Shmuel. Via Mart Lana Law, Amrav Yudam Arav, and Makabli Prashanu. No, Rav would explain that Mishnah that they do eat also in their own private areas, but, Samach, Al Shulchan Aviv just means they get it paid for. Makabli Prashan, they bring it to their own homes. Period. Tanur Abanan. Mi Sheyeshlo Chamesh Nashim. Makablis Prashmi Balayan. Let's say in a Chatzer, you have one husband and five wives. Five wives, all the tsaras are living in one chatzar. A little difficult to imagine. But a man has five wives in the same chatzar, all in different houses. The question is, are they considered separate? They're all makablos prasmi ba'alayim. They all get paid for by their, supported by their husband. Or v'chamisha avadim, makablos prasmi rabeyan. What if you have different avadim living in the different houses here, but their one master also lives? So, and Rashi adds, there's nobody else in the chatzar, right? It's only this man and his wives, or this man and his servants. So, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira matir ben Noshim ba'oser ba'avadim. Yehuda ben Beseira says, in the wives' case, you do not need a separate Eiriv, and the avadim, you do need a separate Eiriv. They're not considered as connected. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba matir ba'avadim ba'oser ben Noshim, the opposite. He's matir ba'avadim and said by the women, then you need a separate Erev. Amarab, my time, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say that? That women are more problematic than Avadim in this circumstance. Dichsiv v'Daniel b'sramalka. Semicolon. Daniel is in the gate of the king. What does that mean? What, Daniel never left the gate? He never left the shahr? explains the Meiri. What do you mean? He was learning all day, I'm sure, right? He was doing other things. But he's always considered Bisra Malka because he was a good Eved. And a good Eved is always described as he's with the king. He's with the king, right? That's an Eved. And therefore, an Eved is Mutar because an Eved is always in the state of being an Eved Lamelech. Right, Mashaykin, a woman. A woman has her separate existence, right? She's supported by the husband, but separate existence. Therefore, there's more reason for the Erev to be required by the Isha. Right, that is a tremendous Musar Haska, by the way, that line. Right? Daniel is always, an Eved is always the Eved of the Melech. Always the Eved of the Melech. That's the line of the Meiri here. I think I wrote it. The Meiri here says, V'Daniel Basra Malkov, Sha'afa Bishloya Yoshev Sham Kalhayom, Shim Kane Taraso Emasainasis, Hu Khosho Kiluaya Darsham Khoshavisha. It's as if he's always there. Right? What does it sound like? It sounds like Tosas and Brachas Afyud Aleph. Right? Even if somebody's not learning exactly every second of the day, you know, the latent awareness. Person's Torah is always on one's mind. Right? It's always there. Right? And this also reminds us, at least reminds me, of the first Mara Nevuchim. That is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, right? The first Rama in Shulchan Aruch, right? You think, oh, the Shulchan Aruch always quotes the Rambam, and the Rama always quotes the Tosfos. You look at the first Rama in Shulchan Aruch, the Rama quotes the Rambam, in the Maran Avuchim, right? Famous Rambam, where the Rambam says, all day we have to have Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samen, right? That's the first line in the Rama, Hagah, Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samen, Uklal Gadol Batorah, Uvma'alos HaTzadikim, Asher Hochin L'Fnei Elokim, right? This line of the Gemara is this message. Ki ein yeshivas ha'adam v'tznu osav v'asakav v'hu levado b'beiso. I'm sorry. V'hu levado kishi yeshivas v'tznu osav v'asakav v'hu levado melech gadol. Right, a person acts differently when he's in front of the king. V'lo diburo v'harchavas piv kirtzono v'hu amanshe beiso v'krovav k'diburo b'roshav ha'melech. Kol shekein kishi yasim adam elibo sh'ha'melech ha'gadol ha'kadosh baruch hu asher malei kal ha'aretz kvodo omeid alav v'roem ha'asav k'mo sh'nemar v'chulu miyad yagia elav hayira v'hachna b'pachar Hashem yizbarach u'boshto mimenu tamid. When I realize that Bisra Malka, right, kulanu Bisra Malka, right, Mar Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel, Perakron Beis. Right, that's the first Rama on Shulchan Aruch. So that's this message, that an Eved is always in the state of being, doing Avodah L'fnei HaMelech. Good. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda Mababa says that an Eved does not need his own Eruv, Mashein Kein, the women. The Rosh notes here that the Rambam, Paskins, like both opinions, Lakula. Isha, the Nashim don't need, and the Avadim don't need. Right, it does not say you have to pass them like one or the other. It's halacha be'eruv kedivrei hameko, and therefore like both isha because says the Rosh ishto kagufo, and therefore in this context it's not considered a separate existence. Even though ishto kagufo is usually a halachic term used by edus, used by dinim, but the Rosh says here ishto kagufo, and avadim is always meshubit to the master. Always mishuba to the master, and that's what the Rosh says. The Rama Kapaskin kishdivrei shneiem lahakel vein shzet trei kulei de sasra nahadadi to lamar sviro le dishu kagufo ve'eved lav kagufo olamar sviro le kiva de'eved mishuba lavodas rabo chashiv kilu tadir esal rabo the kiva de kaimalon halacha kishdivrei hameko be'eriv tafsinan svaras hameko be'eved v'svaras hameko be'isha. Wonderful Kapaskin lakula by both of these issues. Good, we continue. Pshita. So we spoke about wives, we spoke about avadim. Pshita ben eitzel aviv kita amran. So a son with a father, we spoke about already. Isha eitzel baila, the eved eitzel rabo, plukta the b'hidu ben b'sir, b'hidu ben baba. And we spoke about the isha and the eved, right? That's a machlokas. Okay, we don't have time to get into right now, the chayin d'Rabbi Nogershim. But that's also a topic that could be talked about. Talmud eitzel rabo, my. What about his Talmud? A Talmud with his Rebbe, and the Rashi adds in, and he gets a pras from his Rebbe. Again, he gets supported from his Rebbe. My. So Tashma, Derav be Rebbe Chia, Amar, when Rav was in the yeshiva of Rebbe Chia, he said, Ein anu tzrichen la'arev, sh'arei anu somchen al shulchan al Rebbe Chia. He said, we don't have to. V'Rebbe Chia, be Rebbe Amar, Ein anu tzrichen la'arev, sh'arei anu somchen al shulchan al Rebbe. So also, whenever there is a common source for the food, for the parnasa, then they're considered one family and they do not need in Erev. Boy, Minei Abaye Mei Rabba, Abaye asked from Rabba a question that we had earlier in the Masechta, but they must not have heard the discussion. Right, Tosas points that out. Chamisha Shagavu Asei Ruvan. Five people that collected their Erev. Kishamolichin Asei Ruvan L'makom Acher. You have a yard that they made an Erev, and now they're trying to make an Erev with another Chatzer. So, when one person is taking that to the next Chatzer, Kishamolichin Asei Ruvan L'makom Acher, Erev Echad L'kulan, Otsuichan Erev L'kul Echad Echad. Could one person go for everybody? Or does everybody have to contribute to the new Erev that they're going to create? So, Amar Le Erev Echel Kulan, just one. All you need is one. You're going to a different place. All you need is one. Achin Dechi Gavu Dami. What do you mean? The brothers living in one Chatzer? That's just like as if they had made an Erev. Because, you know, they're all together. Viktani Tzrichan Erev L'Kol Echel Echad. And it says that if the Erev goes somewhere else, they each need to contribute. So, how can we say that Erev Echad L'Kulan? Hachamayaskina could go into Ika Diurin Bahadayu. No, there, because there are other people in the Chatzer. And this is even, therefore, within their Chatzer. Forget taking it to somewhere else. Demiko Dahani Yasri, Hani Nami Yasri. They didn't make an Erev. So they didn't make an Erev, and there are other people there, so they're not considered as if, you know, Gavu, Erev, they all collected. Therefore, they're considered separate, and they would have to have Erev, L'kol Echad V'Echad. Hochanami Mistava, this also makes sense. Diktani, because the language of the Mishnah. Diktani, because it says, Emas, Ibizan, Shemolichin, Ezeriv, Mamakam Acher. When do we say this, that if they take their Erev to a different place, that's why they each have to contribute? Avalam Haya Eruvan Ba Etzlam. If the Erev came to their father's house. Oh, She'ain Diyur anymore in Machatzer, or if there's nobody else, so you see there are distinctions between other people there or not. There's only considered the brothers all together if there's nobody else in the Chatzar. Period. Next question. Similar to what we discussed up above about the Bachura Yeshiva. B'nei Beirav. Da'achli Nahama Bebaga. The Asu, if they eat their bread in the valley. Right, there's an area where they eat their bread. Va'asu ubaisi bebeira. But they go sleep in the dorms, in the yeshiva. So, ki mashchinan l'chu tchuma, when you measure their tchum, again, the Gemara here is switching back, Erev Chatzeres, Erev Tchumin, right, because the common issue is what's the ikar makom, what determines their existence. So, in that regard, they're common, even though the main context is Erev Chatzeros. So when you measure their tchum, mi beirav mashkin and lu, do you measure it from the yeshiva where they sleep? Or mi baga mashkin and lu, do you measure it from where they eat? Amar le, mashkin and mi beirav, you measure it from where they sleep. We mentioned that we have a brisa, if you put your Erev within 2,000 amos, va'asiyu baisi bebeise, but you come sleep in your house, to mashkin and le tchum me eruva, we would say you measure it from a place where you put your food down at the edge of the tchum, not where you sleep. So how can you say that you go by where you sleep? So Gemara said, no, bahu anansadi, bahada anansadi. No, each of these cases is clear. They're different. They're different cases. What each person would want in each of these cases. Bahu anansadi, in this latter case that we just mentioned, it's clear. Somebody put their food out somewhere and they're going to sleep. Why? Because they're going to want to walk from there the next day. And they have to go sleep in their house. So that's clear. To eat misterle hasam nichole. If they would have a place to sleep out there, they'd be happier. So that's why you go by the place where you eat there, because that's really deep down the place where they'd rather sleep also. Ubahada, and in the yeshiva boy's case, Anan Sadi, the opposite. Di maisulu riftala beirav, if they'd have food in the yeshiva, nichole tve, they'd rather have it there. So therefore, each of these cases is not achila versus shena. They're in both places. One could say it's the Makam Achila and the Makam Shena. And the Rif is Meir that the Machlokas up above between Rav and Shmuel is only in a case where there is no Anan Sadi. Right? Where you eat in one place, you sleep in another place, and you don't have anything pulling you one direction or the other. And the question is, then, which is going? Boy, Rabbi Barchama, Meir of Chizda. So once we're talking about these relationships, Ab Ubano Harav Talmido. When you have these types of relationships, three questions. Karabim Damu Oki Yechidim Damu. Rashi says that question is relating to if a father and son, or Rav and Talmud, lived in an inner yard, and there's an outer yard. As we have said, we mentioned the concept in the past of drisas haregel. If there is a rite of passage through a yard, so that could aser on the outer yard. But that's only if there is a rabim in the inner yard. If there's only a yachid in the inner yard, drisas haregel does not aser by a yachid, only by a rabim. So is a father and son called a yachid or a rabim?
or a Rebbe and Talmud? That's the question. They're considered connected, but are they considered yachid in terms of asr, not asring or not? Or Tzrichin Erev, oh, ain't Tzrichin Erev. Do they need to make an Erev amongst each other? That's the question that we dealt with already. Or number three, Mavui Shelohen Nitar Balachi V'Kora, oh, ain't Nitar Balachi V'Kora. This gets us back to the first two Prakam question. We mentioned then, if you remember, that the way to Matir a Mavui is just putting up a lechi or a korah, horizontal or vertical beam. To matir a chaser, we said, you got to do a lot more. You have to have an opening that's less than, because it's more of a private area, so Chazal instituted that you have to make it into a private area. You can't have an opening more than eser amos, as we said, a chaser. So what do you treat if you have fathers and sons, a father and sons living in the yard? Is that still called a mavui, which you could have the lower level tikkun of a lechi or a korah? Or do you say, no, it's called a chatzer? So Amar Le Tanitua, Ha'av, Ubuna, Rav, Talmido, Bizman, She'inim, Amdi, Yuren, if there's nobody else in there, Harahenki, Yechidim, they're like Yechidim, Ein, Tzrichan, La'arev, Umavi, Shalei, Niter, B'lechi, V'korah. And it can be, we can be makel across the board by all the cases. Good. Once we're talking about fathers and sons, there is just one other, you know what? Maybe I'll wait. Let's just do a little more, and then Hashem remind me to the Chashuki Chemed, one other question I wanted to get to today. But first, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Chamesh Chatzeres Psuchos Zulazu Upsuchos Lamavli. Somebody has 5 yards that open to each other, right, 5 yards with doors in between, and all of them also open to the Mavli. There's an alleyway, a semi-private street, an alleyway next to all the Chatzeros. They each have a door to the Mavli, and each have a door to each other. So, what is the issue here? You have, on the one hand, you want to be able to carry from one chatzer to the other chatzer. For that, you need Erev Chatzeros. But you also want to be able to carry in the Mavli. So they need a sheet of Mavos. So this relates back to what we had yesterday, the Machlokes, between Remeir and the Chachamim. If you do one, does it cover the other? So Erev B'Chatzeres V'lo Nishtadvu B'Mavli, if they made an Erev in the chatz, between the Chatzeres, but they didn't make a sheet of in the Mavli, Mutaran B'Chatzeres V'Asur B'Mavli. So then fine, you could carry within the Chatzeros, but the Mavli's off limits, because you didn't make a sheet of. V'im Nishtadvu B'Mavli, but if you also, we'll see what that means. But if you made a sheet of Mavos, that could cover. Maybe it's not also, maybe it's only. And then this would opinion would it be sheet of works for Erev? We'll see in the Gemara. That's case number two. We're going to have 4 lines in the Mishnah. Number one is, if they did an Erev and not a sheet of, you can only carry in the Chatzeros. Second line, if they made a sheet of, both are mutter. Line number three. Eru b'chatzeros v'nish tatzvu b'mavui, if you did both. V'shachach echan mi b'nei chatzer v'lo irev, and one of them forgot, one of the b'nei chatzer did not take part. Mutaran kan v'kan, that's okay. Meaning he took part in the shittuf and not in the eruv. That's okay. But the opposite, mi b'nei mavui v'lo nishtatev, mutaran b'chatzeros v'asurim b'mavui. But if one of the b'nei mavui forgot, then you forget the mavui and only the chatzeros are mutar. Why? Shaha mavui l'chatzeros k'chatzer l'batim, because they're parallel to each other. We'll have to see what exactly that line is adding. Period. But who is this mission according to? Remember yesterday we had a machlokas. Rabbi Meir said that one does not cover the other one, and the Chachamim say one does cover, Shituf and Erev. So Mani. So who is the first line like? The first line said, right, that if you make an Erev and not a Shituf, then the Erev does not cover you for the Mavui, Mani Rabbi Meir. Da'amar being an Erev, who being a Shituf. He's the one that said you need both. They don't cover each other. But Ema Mitzi Asa, but look at the line number two. So what do we think that means maybe at this point? You only made a mashituf and not an eruv, so then it covers both asan l'rabbanan, d'amri b'chad asagya. So that sounds like one is good enough. You make a sheetuf that covers the eruv also. The Gemara says, no, halokasha, v'im nishtatfu nami ka'amar. Line two means if you also made a sheetuf, meaning it's all sheetufs Rabbi Meir. If you also made a sheetuf, so then fine, do you have, you can carry the mavi and the chatzer. So where it says, what do I mean? Go to line three. Ema seifa, irva b'chatzeres v'nishtatvu b'mavui, if you have both, v'shachach echan mi b'nei chatzer v'lo irev. And one of the b'nei chatzer forgot, mutarim kan v'kan, seichidami. What's the case? What did this guy who forgot do? E delo batil, if he was not mevatel rishus then on Shabbos, amai mutarim, then everything should be aser. Because he's still asering. So el pshita de batil, must be, he was mevatel rishus. So case number three is that one of the Bnei Chatzer forgot. He was Mevatel Rishus. So that's why the Gemara said, the Mishnah says it's all Mutter. But now Ema Seifa, look at the line four now. Shachach Echad Mi Bnei Bavi V'lo Nishtatfu. If one of the Bnei Mavi forgot, Mutarim B'chateres V'asurim B'mavui. Then the Mavi Selasar. But 1 second. V'id Debatel, if we've already established in case number three that he was Mevatel Rishus, So the Lachar case number 4 is also like that. So Amaya Surim Bamavli. So why is there any Yisurim in that case? If you did both, and the one guy that was left out was Mavata Rishus, what's the problem? The Chitema. And if you want to say Ksavar Meir ain't Bittel Rishus Bamavli, and if you want to say, well, maybe a mayor holds Bittel Rishus only works in a Chatzer, case 3, and not in a Mavli, case 4. But Vahatanya, but we learned, Shari Bitlacha Rishusa Devrabi Meir. A mayor says it works. Mayor says it works even in a Mavli. So we are stuck. I don't understand the Mishnah, says the Gemara. Se Ela Pshita de Lobata. So go back to reanalyze case 3 and 4. What are the cases where one guy forgot? It must be that the one guy that forgot was not Mavata Rishus. Pshita de Lobato. Umi this in case number 4, and that's why it's still Usser. Umi de Seifa de Lobato, Reshanami de Lobato. And if case number 4, he was not Mavata Rishus, so to case number 3. The Shaila is then, in case number 3, why is it Mutter in the Erev and the Chatzer? So Reisha v'Sefer Rabbi Meir Mitzyasa Rabbanan, shall we say that case 1, 2, and 4 is Rabbi Meir, and case 3 is the Rabbanan? And remember the Rabbanan say, well, your Shitav is okay, so even if your Erev is messed up, it's good enough. Should we say that? So answer number 1 is, the Gemara says, no. Kula Rabbi Meir, he really is all Rabbi Meir, that one would not work for the other one. So what about case number 3? Why is case number 3 okay? Right, because if one of the B'nai Chatzir forgot, the Shittiv still covers you. It's Rabbi Meir, why is that good? The time of my Amar Rabbi Meir, be'inon Erev, be'inon Shittiv. Why does Rabbi Meir say you need both? Remember we said, Shol l'shakeach taras Erev b'nei tinokos. So the institution of Erev is not forgotten. It's a derabanan. The hachan here, kivan deruba irva v'mashtacha. Here, only one person, well, they did an Erev. One person forgot, that's good enough. Aye, so what about case number 4? The Ritva says, but there, a whole chatzer would be left out. So that's more of a Rabin, so you don't have the same parallel. Good, period. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav, lo tani psucho zulazu, v'chein Amar Rav Kahana. Rav lo tani psucho zulazu. In our Mishnah, what did we say the case was? The yards are open to each other and open to the Mavui. Rav did not say that was the case of the Mishnah. Rav said the case of the Mishnah is where they're not open to each other. They're only open to the Mavui. And the question is, why did he say that? Why did he, was he forced? We think that this was logic, that he dafka learned the Mishnah that way. Ika da Amri, or Rav Kahana Gufei lo tani psuchos lozu, or Rav Kahana himself, it wasn't that in the name of Rav. So Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef, my time of lo tani psuchos lozu. Why, what's the big deal? Why does Rav specifically, l'chora, our girsa was correct, and Rav changed it. Rav said it can't be, it has to be that the chatzers are not open to each other. So two suggestions the Gemara has, and then maybe we'll talk more about it tomorrow. Bez Hashem. So suggestion number 1, Kesavar, kol shituf, shein machniso umotzio der psachim, but mavui, lav shmei shituf. First we think, shituf mavaos, that institution, rabbinic institution, that allows the yards to carry in the alleyway, the only way that that is allowed is if the bread, or the wine, goes from the yard into the alleyway. That shows that all the yards are connected in the alleyway. So it has to go directly from the yards to the alleyway. If it goes from a yard to a yard to a yard to a yard, then into the alleyway, that's not nikar enough. And even if you have the ability to go from yard to yard, that also ruins it. That also ruins it. So maybe that's what Rav holds. The only time Shita Mavos works is if the only opening of the Chatzeros is into the Mavui and not into each other. So the Gemara says, but what do you mean? We have a lot of cases that doesn't seem that way. Eisvei, bala bai shay shutav l'shchenav, l'zebayan l'zebayayin ein tzrichan la'arev. Remember we said earlier, if the bala bai has partnerships with his neighbors with wine, you don't have to set a separate shitav. But what do you mean? You didn't move anything here. It didn't go from the chatzer into the mavui. Yeah, hasan da'afke v'ayle. You did. You brought it in and out. Okay, and what about the next one? Case of mishtafim b'mavui v'chulu. The other, how do you do a shitaf in a mavui? And there it talks about a person can be mezaka on behalf of everybody. You didn't move anything there. Yeah, asam nami da'afke v'ayle. Right? Yeah, you did. Very dachuk answer the Rishonim say, but we're going to reject it in a minute. At least let's do the question. Maskav l'rabba barchan and elameyata. Hikna l'pas b'salo hachanami d'lohavi shituf. What if somebody is just zoche on behalf of the rest of his neighbors? That's not good enough. You have to actually move it. V'chitei ma'achinami, v'yamar v'yudah ma'rab. No, finally we have a statement that you don't move it. B'nei chabur shayim subin. V'kidesh aleyam ayom. You have a group of people on a Friday afternoon that are having a meal, and it's Shabbos. What do you do? Ha'pas shal shulchan, somchan aleyam yishum eruv.
Va'amri le'mishum shituf. Some people say you can use the bread as an Erev, some say as a shituf. V'yamar rabba lo pligi, kan bibisubim bebayis. If they're in a house, you could use it for an Erev. Kan bibisubim bechatzar. If they're in a yard, they can use it for a shituf. But nothing's moving here. It's on the table. So that can't be why Rav says in our Mishnah that they're not open to each other, because you could only have openings from the Mavli to the Chatzar. No. At the time of the Rav, the reason for Rav is as we've had earlier. The Kasavar, Rav says that the Rabbanan created a system. What is the definition of a Mavli? What's the definition of a Chatzar? Not because it has to be Nikar. But this is it. Ein Mavli Nitar Balachi Vekora, Ashiyu Batam Vechatzeres Psuchim Lesocho. That's just the structure that this whole system was created for. If you don't have that structure, then there's differences in Halacha. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But tomorrow I'll start with the Chashuk Echemed that I ran out of time with in terms of fathers and sons. There's one other point related to that. And then we'll get into another important issue that comes up in the Rishonim here, in terms of when you put food in front of a guest, whose food is it? Right, that comes up right here in the Rishonim. Okay, we'll stop here.